Cape Talk.
The US Report.
The US Report with Adrian Bruni, all the way from Manhattan, New York. Good morning, Adrian. How are you doing this Monday morning?
Good morning, Az. I'm doing well. How are you?
Absolutely fine. Thank you so much, except for just licking my wounds for over the weekend's game. Our rugby team lost 57-0. 57-0. New Zealand.
No. Well, the All Blacks they're good, Ab, so.
There was a time, Adrian. There was a time. I'm just saying, there was a time. But nonetheless, Trump has, Trump and the whole UN, what's the latest up there?
Right. So President Trump has called the United Nations an underperformer, for which he'd like to cut American funding enough that the body's officials predict operational paralysis. But when he appears this week at the UN on Tuesday, one of his primary tasks will be to define how his America First approach, which has led him to pull out of international agreements on free trade and climate change, will fit into the world first mission of the UN. Then he'll have to explain that over and over and over throughout the week. President Trump will begin the week on Monday at the United Nations with a meeting on UN reform. Then he'll meet with the leaders of France and Israel and host a dinner with Latin American leaders. On Tuesday, he'll deliver his centerpiece speech to the General Assembly. Then he'll have lunch with Antonio Guterres, the UN Secretary General, and meet with the Emir of Qatar. Nobody really knows what that's about. That was kind of thrown in at the last minute. On Wednesday, Trump will meet individually with the leaders of Britain, Jordan, Egypt, and the Palestinian Authority, and host a luncheon with African leaders. And on Thursday, he'll meet with Turkey, Afghanistan, and Ukraine, and then host a lunch with the leaders of South Korea and Japan. So Trump has a full dance card this week. It's kind of a little bit unprecedented, all of these individual meetings. So we really don't know. It's going to be a real touch-and-go situation as the week progresses. So we'll keep you posted on that.
But, I mean, yes, the U.S. might be the one that has the power in terms of fundings to the U.N., but the U.N. is not a bunch of children that will sit down and take it. Can Trump actually handle the United Nations?
Well, we'll see. I mean, early in his tenure, foreign leaders once feared that he was, an erratic American presidency was taking shape under Trump with good reason. But recently they've been cautiously reassured as they thought he was settling into a somewhat more conventional foreign policy. That's what analysts have been saying. But on Sunday morning, Trump unleashed an old-fashioned 15-tweet barrage, exhibiting the kind of statesmanship that Americans have come to expect from the 45th president. First, he referred to Kim Jong-un as Rocket Man, presumably in reference to the classic Elton John song, and to the fact that the North Korean leader will soon be capable of possibly destroying American cities with nuclear rockets. So next, he went after Hillary Clinton again, and most notably, he retweeted a video which featured Trump hitting a golf ball that appears through the magic of video editing to strike Hillary Clinton in the back, causing her to fall down. So this isn't the type of maturity, I guess, that we want the Americans or most American people want to be portrayed at the UN. But Nikki Haley, his UN ambassador, while Trump has been sort of playing the clown here yesterday, to say the least, she was talking tough on CNN, and I have a clip for you there.
It was not an empty threat. What we were doing was being responsible. Where North Korea is being irresponsible and reckless, we were being responsible by trying to use every diplomatic possibility that we could possibly do. We have pretty much exhausted all the things that we could do at the Security Council at this point. Now, I said yesterday, I'm perfectly happy kicking this over to General Mattis because he has plenty of military options. So I think that the fire and fury, while he said this is what we can do to North Korea, we wanted to be responsible and go through all diplomatic means to get their attention first. If that doesn't work, General Mattis will take care of it.
Well, by saying General Mattis will take care of it, you're talking about the Pentagon and you're talking about a military option. Is that what fire and fury meant?
You have to ask the president what fire and fury meant, but I think we all know that basically, if North Korea keeps on with this reckless behavior, if the United States has to defend itself or defend its allies in any way, North Korea will be destroyed. And we all know that. And none of us want that. None of us want war.
So basically going in, this is, you know, in all the years, and I've been in and out of the UN system covering it for about, about 10 years. This is the wildest I've ever seen it. So it's just completely unpredictable what is going to happen, what Trump is going to say, what's going to happen with North Korea. You know, when you have the UN ambassador saying that North Korea could be destroyed, it's just sort of bad news. But I don't know. I guess we'll just remain optimistic.
I suppose, though, in all fairness, I mean, it's what I've been saying, that, you know what, North Korea, you're the only player here. Yes, you could do some damage to these other countries, but they will destroy you. Okay, nonetheless, we're not there, though. But you're talking about St.
Right.
Louis as rioting. What's the latest there?
Right. So for the third day in a row, hundreds of protesters marched in demonstrations following the acquittal of a white former city St. Louis police officer in the death of a black motorist. Protests began on Friday after a judge cleared former St. Louis Metropolitan Police Officer Jason Stockley of first-degree murder charges in the 2011 shooting of Anthony Lamar Smith during a high-speed car chase. Now, Stockley shot Smith after Smith supposedly fled from Stockley and his partner, who were trying to arrest him for a suspected drug deal. But Judge Timothy Wilson ruled that Stockley, the police officer, shot Smith in self-defense. So on Sunday afternoon, about 1,000 people gathered outside the St. Louis Police Department and marched into the city's Midtown area, then formed lines in front of the barricaded police headquarters, banged drums, held up Black Lives Matter signs, and chanted, "Stop killing us," and "No justice, no peace." So they also staged a die-in, lying on the street in front of the police station as if they were dead. So this all comes about because evidently Stockley, the cop in question, was recorded saying in 2011, quote, "going to kill this mother effer, don't you know it," unquote, while in a car chasing Smith, and then ordered his partner to ram the Smith car, and then went and emptied five rounds in the man. So St. Louis is basically outraged that this sort of behavior happened and that Stockley got off. He's no longer a police officer, but they wanted him in prison for murder.
And then very quickly, and lastly, Adrian, it seems like, you know, the islands, the Caribbean islands aren't out of it just yet. Another storm focused to hit them once again.
Three, actually, Ab. So Hurricane Maria was upgraded from a tropical storm on Sunday as it takes aim at Caribbean islands that were devastated less than 2 weeks ago by Hurricane Irma. So Maria is headed basically on the same path. And then Hurricane Jose intensified as it turned north on Sunday. So it's going to head up and have dangerous surf and rip currents along the U.S. East Coast. And then Lee, which is the third storm in the Atlantic, sort of fizzled from a tropical storm to a tropical depression. So we don't know where Lee is going to go quite yet, but it's a hurricane fest in the U.S.
Well, certainly, we wait to see some of these developments. Adrian Brini, listen, thank you so much for joining us once again.
It's going to be an interesting week, Abs. That's all I have to say.
And you know what? We'll be focused. We want to hear. We will be focused. Thank you so much, Adrian. We'll chat again on Wednesday.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.